Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
18 to 24 degrees today. Music to my ears. I mean, keep aiming towards me away. Since Bernie's been reading the news for the afternoon, the weather has been absolutely phenomenal. And they have to be related, both of those facts. So I say, keep it going, Bernie. 18 to 24. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyway, good forecast as well for the weekend, whether you've got park plans or beach plans or party plans, or you're like us and you've got First Holy Communion plans. It is looking up all over the country, which is great, great news. We're going to kick things off on that note because John McCarthy is with me, who's the owner of Lahinch Surfing. John, you're welcome to the show. How's the weather down there?
Kieran, yeah, it's lovely to have a report from the wild west of Ireland. And it's not wild, it's just beautiful and sunny. It's like Canary Islands landed here in Lahinch.
Yeah, because west is best, I think, is the message we seem to be getting from Met Aaron today and over the next couple of days. Pretty good everywhere, but west is best. So how warm is it?
Yeah, it's I don't have an exact number now, Kieran, but it's like it's 22 degrees or like it, and it has been warm. Yesterday was warm. And it's probably 23, 22. But all last week as well, we were getting the best of it. So it's about time.
Yeah, listen, it's great. But I'm struck. I mean, inclement weather or slightly inclement probably isn't bad for surfing either, though.
Yeah, well, like in Lahinch Surf School, I started the Lahinch Surf School in 2002. So we do a lot of school tours. So this time of year, the transitional years are coming from Nian or Limerick or Ennis. And in May, you can get a north wind and it can be Baltic, you know, it can be as cold as midwinter. So it's so beautiful for the kids to come this time of year. They're ending their school year and, you know, they're just getting a taste of warm Lahinch sunshine. And the waves are this Saturday now, the waves are good again in Lahinch. So yeah.
Okay. So the waves are, because I wondered whether, when the weather is this good, does your clientele change a little bit? Do you get fewer of the real surfing purists because maybe the waves aren't as good, but you get more day trippers, more people like me who just come down for the crack?
Yeah, well, our business is the school tours is the big factor Monday okay. to Friday. And so then at weekends we have, you know, and even midweek we have adults. But no, I think the sunshine brings people to Lahinch. People can be, you know, people are going to the Cliffs of Moher and they're like, okay, what else can we do? We can go surfing, we can go to the Burren, we can go to Doolan, listen to the music. So I guess surfing is just one of those extra things you can do when you're in the area. And I think there's a lot more people in the area when the weather's like this.
Yeah, well, listen, make hay while the sun shines. John, thanks a million for joining us. Yasmin Khan is with us as well from Teddy's Ice Cream in Dunleary. Yasmin, how many extra 99s would you sell when the sun is shining?
Oh, it never stops. Loads. Look, it's great winter and summer, and Teddy's ice cream makes people happy, so they like to come down in the rain. But when the sun's shining, it's just fantastic. It's a beautiful place to be selling ice cream.
Yeah, it is. It is an absolutely beautiful place, and beautiful ice cream as well in Teddy's. It's funny what you said there, though, because I was getting my hair cut earlier in the week, and the woman cutting my hair said she loves when the weather is this good, even though she's not out in it, because she says everybody who comes in to get their hair cut is in good form. They're just in much, much better form.
Smiling. You know, it's just, it makes you feel happy. It gives us all that, like, kind of vitamin D hit. Everybody's cancelling their summer holidays. Look at this. It's going to be a degree hotter, apparently, for June, July and August than we usually get.
So do you notice then, I mean, you're so well known, you're going to be busy, you know, all of the time to a degree. But do you notice maybe a change in clientele or you know, do you have people maybe with the shirt and tie on who'll come down and buy a 99 in the middle of the day when it's particularly hot who mightn't otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spent the morning on the East Pier in Dunleary. We have a little trailer at the end of it, and you get a lot of people coming out of their offices just taking a walk and saying, ah, sure, let's have an ice cream. You know, something they wouldn't do during the week.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I know Jim Elliot, the comedian, I saw him on Instagram yesterday laughing at the Irish because he's from the US originally, saying it's like the run-up to Christmas, the week before Christmas, from about the middle of the day of all these people in suits drinking pints out in the street in the middle of town. as if business is not going on or should not be going on in the background as soon as the sun shines. It's brilliant, though.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. And looking at everybody smiling, you know, and your life is for the living. Why not have an ice cream or a pint in the middle of the day?
Or, I tell you what, both, Yasmin, have both.
Yeah,
have,
well, that
one
would
of, you've got, God gave you two hands, you may use both of them.
That's it.
Listen, thanks a million for joining us. Yasmin Khan of Teddy's Ice Cream in Dunleary, as she said herself, beautiful spot and beautiful ice cream, as I said. Karen O'Neill is with us as well, who's the Senior Operations Manager from Beyond the Trees in Avondale, an absolutely amazing facility for people who haven't been to it. Karen, how busy are you guys?
Oh, very busy. It's gorgeous down here in the Garden of Ireland, down Beyond the Trees, Avondale, Forest Park. It's absolutely fabulous. The views at the top of the tower, way over, like, we're over 35 metres high up above the forest floor, and we're really enjoying these fantastic views of the Wicklow landscape. It's absolutely gorgeous here.
How far can you see from the top?
Well, there's a lot of mountains, a lot of Wicklow mountains. We can see, I think as far as South Dublin we can see here. But it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. We've got the Vale of Avoca as well. So definitely Wicklow Mountains and beyond. Beautiful.
And do you guys get busier with the better weather? Or, I mean, how does the bookings work? Do you have just a certain amount of people through the doors every day anyway?
Yeah, we have a certain amount of people through the doors. But obviously the good weather brings out a lot more people. We've a lot of young families coming out because our playground's fantastic, our cafe. We've got lots of kiddies' activities going on. We've family fun days. We've got dinosaurs booked, and we've got Bluey appearances and Pal Patrol appearances as well in the Walled Garden. We got a lot of tourists as well that are visiting the Wicklow Way, Glendalough, and they pass through. Seem to have a lot of Spanish tourists this year, which is fabulous to see.
And I'm sure the news that you hate breaking to people is when the rain is falling, that the slide might not be operational, and there's no danger of that this time of year, or certainly with
no
the sun
danger.
Shining.
Everybody's enjoying it. We've had loads of kids in today, school tours in today. And whizzing down that gigantic slide is fantastic, screaming down the slide. It is the largest slide now in Ireland. It's absolutely, it's great fun. It's a great stress release as well.
Have you a favourite time of the year yourself when it comes to, say, being up on top of the facility there and looking out over the treetops? I mean, is it spring when you get that kind of that kind of blossom, that early sign of blossom in the trees? Is it the colours in the autumn? Is it when they're in full flush now? Have you your own favourite?
Yeah, I love autumn. I think autumn is beautiful there because of the trees, the different species of trees. It doesn't lose its leaves. The colours are absolutely magnificent. And then coming into November, December, we get ready for the winter night lights. And it's just on a cold November evening, and it's really dry, and the stars and the sky, it's just absolutely amazing. I have to say, every season has its own you know, joys, but I prefer autumn. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a beautiful part of the world, and Beyond the Trees is a great, great place. If you haven't managed to make your way to it, you should try and remedy that in the near future if you can. One of our listeners is in Carrick and Shannon, 24 degrees here today. Kieran Joe is in Galway, 25 degrees on the mercury there. And somebody, God, never underestimate the ability of people to give out despite the good weather. We're in Lahinch, Kieran, in a camper van, and the fish and chips are €19.50, more expensive than Dublin. Ah, wished complaining, will you? Gary Anderson is with us from the Seafood Shack on the pier in Killybegs. Gary, how's the weather in Killybegs?
Absolutely glorious.
So, I think we're setting up. Go on, how warm has it got? Have you got the kind of mercury out? Do you know, is it mid-20s?
Yeah, we're sitting on about 23 degrees here today.
Oh, lovely. And how busy is it?
It's been great. Business is way up as a result of the good spell, especially at the weekends, but even midweek, you're seeing a real boost. People are moving. People are going to see the Cliffs out, Sleeve League. They're going to Fintra Beach, Port New and that. So once we get people moving, we get the benefit in business.
And midweek, is it day trippers that you're getting from kind of the nearer towns or whatever and yeah, tours at the weekend? Or who makes up the clientele?
So we have a bit of, we have two places there. We've got the Killybegs Seafood Shack and Boathouse Restaurant. So the Boathouse will be getting the visitors that are coming to stay near the coast for the good spell. The Seafood Shack gets a lot of the day trippers. It gets good local trade as well. If parents are taking the kids to the beach, the last thing they want to do is cook on the way home. So we get a good kind of late night or late evening run from that. But the day trippers are fantastic for the Seafood Shack. It makes a big difference to the trade.
Yeah, big difference to the trade. And isn't one of the best things about it, Gary, as well, as I was saying to Yasmin, people are just in better form.
They are indeed. They are indeed. And speaking of better form, send them up to Killybegs. The fish and chips is only about €13.50, €14.
There you are. That person whinging down in the hinge, they have their own camper van. Get in the camper van and spin up the road. Be some drive now. Maybe go this evening as it cools down a bit and head up to Killybegs. What did you say, €13.50?
€13.50, €14, depending on the premises.
All right. There you go. €13.50, €14.
Great value for money here in Donegal.
There you are. Great value for money in Donegal. Gary, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Gary Anderson from the Seafood Shack and the Pier in Killybegs.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.